So let's talk about getting stuff done. You know that stuff, like it could be mowing the lawn or painting that room or hanging a shelf. I'm guilty of that. And then let's talk about how there's just this thing that keeps us from doing it. What if it's something that you really, really want to do? You say, yeah, man, I'm psyched about that. But then you get to a certain point and you stop. My name is Chris, and I'm going to talk to you from Off the Cuff, Real Men Talk Show. So that noise you hear in the back is hot, and I really don't feel like getting up and turning up the air. It's saving on our bill anyway. I'm talking to you from Orlando, Florida, and this is a thing I've been dealing with for a while, and it's a couple of things. One has been fear to take action on things that I'm really passionate about, but I just don't do. And it just built to a point where it turned into like a fear of hassle. Like, I didn't want the hassle of, you know, doing simple things. Oh man, you don't want to mow the lawn, then you gotta go out and gosh, get the garage door open, pull out the mower and make sure there's gas in it. Look at all that stuff you gotta do, man. And then you gotta push it and it's hot and it's sweaty. You won't go through all that. But then what I started doing is just started taking action. So a lot of what I've been dealing with is just, and a lot of messages that God has been pounding me with is just make a move. Just do it. That was the message. Just do it. So if something seemed like it was going to be a hassle, just fight through it. Really think about it and just do it. Take the first step and then you won't see it's not as much of a hassle as your mind has built it up to be. It's just really something simple and it's just stuff you got to do. Not really difficult. No pain. No, you're not going to have a stroke from mowing the lawn in the heat. Just don't do it too long. Make sure you drink water, of course, but you know. And that comes for things that you're passionate about. You're passionate like me. I've been staring at this microphone for a few months since I did the last message for you guys. Just like, oh man, then I got to plug it in and then I got to edit it and put it up. And who's really going to listen anyway? No, I've been listening to a audio book. It's by Mel Robbins. It's called The 5 Second Rule. Her rule is basically you just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then blast off. Go. Make a move. Do something. God has been hammering me with messages about taking action, from podcasts I listen to messages I see, preachers I'm watching. It's just take action. Make a move. Take action. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm finally getting it. I'm making those steps and you can too. I have faith in you. It's not as hard as you think. God put it in you so it can be done. And if you don't get it done, because it won't be because of a lack of effort, it will be because God has a message or something he wants to teach you to build you for the next step. So stay encouraged. This is all on you. Take action. Just do it. God bless.